有许许多多的人在我们的生活当中他出现了他又不见了。
There are many people who appear in our lives then disappear.
只有少数的人会在我们的内心里头来留下记忆。
There are only a number of people who can leave lasting impression in our heart.
这些少数的人当中应该有一位是我们的配偶。
Amongst this handful of people, one of them should be our spouse.
如果我们有这样的自信，那么我们一定会是一个蒙福的婚姻。
If we have this kind of confidence, then our marriage will truly be blessed.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Now I'd like to make the concluding prayer.
我们求主耶稣带领祝福我们这次在这里的这个婚姻委员的讲习会。
So we ask the Lord to guide and bless the marriage counselor workshop this time.
我们也求主耶稣能够带领祝福所有的婚姻。
We ask Lord Jesus also to guide and bless all the marriages.
我们如果有需要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you need the laying of hands during the prayer, please come forward.
我们同心祷告。
So pray together.
稳定常常是我们生活当中一个很基本、很重要的需要。
Stability is a very basic element we all need in our lives.
我们需要有一个稳定的工作。
We need a stable job.
我们需要生活在一个政治稳定的区域。
And we need to live in a politically stable environment.
我们想要拥有一个稳定的婚姻生活。
And we would like to enjoy a stable marriage life.
婚姻稳定这就是神所祝福的婚姻。
If a marriage is stable, it is one blessed by God.
这个荒州看起来不是非常的非常的像一条船或者说很时髦。
The ark from the outside does not look like a very luxurious yacht of any sort.
但是这荒州曾经是在那个世代里头它是最稳定的。
But in its time and age, it used to be the most stable ship.
在挪亚的时代是一个很不安定的世代。
The time of Noah was a very unstable age.
那不安定，一个社会的不安定，当然它有很多的原因。
There are numerous reasons to why a society is in unrest.
那挪亚的世代，这个不安定的原因之一呢，就是他们没有尊重婚姻。那时候那世代的人不尊重婚姻。
The reason for the social unrest in Noah's time was because they did not respect marriage.
他们破坏这神所设立的婚姻的制度。
And they ruined the marriage institution God set up.
这就成为挪亚时代的一个最大的危机之一。
This became one of the most critical crises in Noah's day.
这也会成为我们今天这个世代的最大的危机之一。
This too will become the most critical issue facing us today.
这婚姻制度是神所设立的。
Marriage institution is something God set up.
人如果不遵守而且来破坏神所设定的，那这就会造成人生活当中最大的危机。
If human beings do not respect this marriage that God set up and also go on to destroy it, it will become the most grievous crisis.
在神所设定的范围之内，我们就能够享有神所应许给我们一切的福气。
When we live under the boundary God set up, then we are able to enjoy all the blessings and grace He promises us.
这个神所设立的婚姻制度有几个简单的原则。
There are several basic principles to God's marriage.
两个人来组成这个婚姻。
There are two people who make up this marriage.
这两个人是一男一女。
It is consisting of a male and a female.
除了死亡，这两个人不分开。
Other than death, these two shall not be separated.
所以基本上，我们许许多多的婚姻都是在神的这个规范里头，应该都是蒙福的。
So basically, if our marriage operate under this confine God set up, then we will be blessed.
所以我们都在这一个蒙福的基，很多人都在，很多的婚姻都是在这一个蒙福的这个基础上面。
And you can see many blessed marriages operate under this confine God set up.
那再来就是我们人如何来经营我们的婚姻。
So the next issue is how do we humans manage our marriage?
让我们的婚姻在这一个神的规范的基础里头来成为一个蒙祝福的婚姻。
So in this way, our marriage will be one blessed by God.
那我想要从挪亚的方舟的一些道理来跟我们互相学习如何来经营我们的婚姻。So
we'd like to draw some lessons from the story of Noah's Ark to learn how to manage our marriage.
各位或许会想这个挪亚的方舟 跟经营婚姻生活怎么会扯上关系?
Some of us might question, what does Noah's Ark have to do with our marriage?
有一次我哥哥从台湾来探望我爸爸。
Once when my elderly brother came from Taiwan to visit my father.
他带来了两大包黑色的药丸。
And he brought two large bags of black medicine.
他在教我爸爸说如何来服用这些药丸。
And so he was telling my father how to take these black pills.
那当然我也在旁边听，帮忙我爸爸记得怎么来服用。
I was listening to the instruction as to how to administer them to God, to my father.
我哥哥讲完了说，你也可以吃，你也可以服用。
So after my brother's explanation, he also told me, why don't you try it also?
我就觉得这个老人家吃的，我也可以吃啊。
So I was thinking, aren't these pills supposed to be for the elderly folk? How can I possibly take it?
好，我哥哥就说啊，这是我们教会一个蛮有名气的一个中医师，他所制造的药。So
my elderly brother explained that this is a creation by one of our brother who is a very famous herbalist.
他说很多人去应诊。
And so a lot of people especially request this kind of pills.
那这个东方的医师西医啊，总是最常做的一件事情就是把脉。
So one of the Chinese physicians, what they do to diagnose is to hold your pulse and try to diagnose.
他就会跟这个患者说，你大概你是不是有什么什么毛病？
So just by reading a person's pulse, the physician can tell them what's wrong with them.
然后呢，就是这一帖药。
And then follow up by prescribing some sort of medication.
不同的病人有不同的病症，但是就是这一帖药。
So no matter what kind of ailment they were suffering, he always prescribed the same type of medication.
这一帖药就是治百病。
And it's a panacea that cures all.
对这一方面有去接触的人，其实也知道说，真的会是这样子。So
people who have experienced and have taken this medication proved to be true.
因为我们知道治疗有很多的方式。We
know that there are many approaches to being healed.
这个有一种治疗是把你的身体调整好。There's
a type of approach which is to restore our body's natural health.
你身体调整好了，健康了，自然什么毛病也就没有了。
When our body is normally regulated, then of course all the diseases will be gone.
所以我在猜，他的药大概就是属于这一种。
So I figure probably this pill falls under this category.
那其实啊，这个圣经的真理就是治百病。
And the same can be said of the principles in the Bible because it can cure all ills.
任何的问题，它可以适用于任何的环境，任何的问题。
And these teachings are applicable to any kind of situations.
各位如果不相信的话，我们来看看。
And so if you don't believe me, we can study this.
或许你对婚姻幸福的婚姻，你还不觉得需要，或者 很迫切的想要去学习。
Maybe at this time and age, you're not really thinking about marriage, or maybe you're in a marriage, but you're not thinking about happy marriage.
你坐在这里这一个钟头，你不会是浪费时间的。
But I guarantee you, this is not going to be a wasted hour on you.
因为圣经的真理啊，它 放诸四海皆准, 啊, 他治百病,
for the principles in the Bible can cure all.
好, 我们请看创世纪第六章,
turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章十四节,
Genesis 6, verse 14.
你要用歌毁木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。
So make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it, and coat it with pitch inside and out.
15节方舟的造法乃是这样，要长300轴，宽50轴，高30轴。
This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high.
16节方舟上边要留透光处，高1轴，方舟的门要开在旁边，方舟要分上中下3层。
Make a roof for it, and finish the ark within 18 inches of the top. Put a door in the side of the ark, and make lower, middle, and upper decks.
22节，挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
7章第1节,
Chapter 7, verse 1.
主对挪亚说，你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中，我见你在我面前是义人。
The Lord then said to Noah, Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation.
还洁净的畜类你要带七公七母，不洁净的畜类你要带一公一母。
Take 7 of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 2 of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate.
空中的飞鸟也要带七公七母，可以留种，活在全地上。
And also 7 of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth.
我们就用这几节圣经简单的来回忆一下这个挪亚方舟的事情。
And so we'll use these few verses to recap the story of Noah's Ark.
我们来想想看如何来经营我们的婚姻。
Let's think about how we can manage our marriage.
我们已经结婚的人，我们都希望我们的婚姻是一个蒙福的婚姻。
Those of us who are married, we all wish that our marriage is one favored by God.
还没有结婚的人，我们也憧憬着我们将来能够有一个蒙福的婚姻。
Those who are unmarried, we also dream of a very blessed marriage.
这里告诉我们，第一，我们要凡事要先做好准备。
Here it tells us that no matter whatever we want to undertake, we have to make preparations.
这个方舟是在大雨之前就已经造的。
This ark was built before the great flood.
如果我们知道婚姻对我们整个人生是非常重要的一件事情。
If we understand that marriage is a very important element of our life.
那我们还没有结婚的，我们的父母亲要好好的为这件事情来做准备。
And for parents, we have to make sure we make preparations for our children.
我们要为这一件事情来关心，来祷告。
And we have to be concerned about this event by praying for it.
我们要向有关的人员来咨询。
We need to inquire with those people who are in the know about this issue.
就好像亚伯拉罕，他关心他的儿子以撒的婚姻。
Just like Abraham, who is concerned about Isaac's marriage.
他跟他的家中一个忠实的仆人来商讨这件事情。
And he discussed this matter with his trusted servants.
我们也看到这位老仆人。 他在进行这个事情的之前，他也做了很多的准备。
And we see this elderly servant also made lots of preparations before he engaged in this matter.
越是重要的事情，这准备的工作也显得越是重要。
The more important the matter is, the more preparations we need to put into it.
我们都常常为一些重要的事情来很费心的做准备。
And we see that in many areas of our life, we put in lots of effort to prepare for them.
那我们为了婚姻，我们做了多少的准备？
But when it comes to marriage, how much preparations have we made?
我们不能够说婚姻很重要，但是我们却没有做什么，没有在做准备。
We cannot say that marriage is very important, but I don't plan to make any preparations.
当我们结了婚之后，第二，我们就要记得我们是在同一条船上。
Once we are married, we need to realize that we are on the same boat.
在很多的时候，我们必须要用我们，不是我。 或是你。
In a lot of situations, we cannot say I, myself. Rather, we have to say we, and us.
这是我们的车子。
This is our car.
这是我们的房子。
This is our house.
这是我们的孩子。
This is our child.
这是我们的事业。
This is our career.
我们是在同一条船上。
For we are on the same boat.
不但这样子，这是我们的信仰。
Not only so, we need to say this is our belief.
这是我们将来要去的追求的永生天国。
This is our eternal home that we are pursuing after.
到最后，什么最重要呢？当然就是永恒、永生。
In the final analysis, what is the most important to us? Of course, it's eternity and heaven.
我们在同一条船上，我们为了永生一起来努力。
We are on the same boat, striving toward eternal life.
再来，我们要不怕周遭其他人的批评。
And also, we should not be discouraged by the criticisms surrounding us.
我们很专心的、很努力的来完成我们需要做的工作。
We have to be very diligent and put in preparation.
我们请看马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章三十八节。
Matthew 24, verse 38.
当洪水以前的日子，人常吃喝驾起，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark.
根据圣经的对照，我们知道挪亚大概花了120年的时间来造这个方舟。
By studying the scriptures, we understand that Noah took about 120 years to complete the building of the ark.
所以这是一个大的工程。
So this was a monumental task.
这是一个非常显著的一件事情。
And was a very prominent event.
当时一定有很多人在指指点点，挪亚在干什么。
And in those days, a lot of people must have been pointing fingers at Noah, saying, "What is this lunatic doing?"
一定有很多人对挪亚正努力做的事情有很多的有很多的这种评论。
And they have probably lots of negative criticisms.
但是挪亚他却仍然不怕批评的，他很专心、很努力的来建造这个方舟。
But Noah ignored all these criticisms and continued on by focusing on the building of the ark.
所以最后他们能够在这一个最稳定的这一条船上。
And finally, they were able to be saved by staying on this most stable ship.
也可以说他们的家庭得到保守，他们的婚姻也得到保守。
So we can say that their whole family was preserved, and so was the marriage.
我们已经结婚的人，婚姻家庭就是我们的。最重要。
For those of us who are married, our marriages and our family are most important to us.
这我们的婚姻、我们的家庭是我们需要很努力的去经营的。
Our marriage and family are two things that we need to strive to manage.
或许有人会用不太一样的眼光来看我们在我们的婚姻家庭上面所花费的。时间、精神、力量。
Maybe some people will question the amount of time and dedication we put into managing our family and our marriage.
真的一个希望能够蒙福的希望自己的婚姻能够蒙福的弟兄姐妹。
For a brother or sister who wish to be blessed in his marriage.
常常会因为很努力于自己的婚姻跟家庭受到一些朋友。或者亲戚的这一种误会甚至这种嘲笑。
Or often incite criticisms or even ridicule from his friends or relatives.
但是我们要能够像挪亚这样子努力的去经营，那我们能够拥有一个最稳定的婚姻。
We need to learn from the example of Noah to work at it really hard, and then we'll be able to.Enjoy a very stable marriage.
根据一些很努力的在研究圣经的人 他们推论挪亚造方舟应该不是在低处，而是在高的地方。
According to Bible scholars, Noah did not build the ark in a low place, but rather on a high plateau.
我们要在高处来建造我们的婚姻，我们的未来。
We need to build our marriage and our future in a high place.
我们请参考以赛亚书第八章。
Isaiah chapter 8.
以赛亚书第八章二十节。
Isaiah 8 verse 20。
二十节，人当以信悔和法度为标准，他们所说的若不以此相符，必不得见晨光。
To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn.
什么最高
？What is considered to be most lofty?
圣经的标准是最高的。
The standards in the Bible are the loftiest.
我们用圣经的原则来经营我们的婚姻，来营造我们的家庭。
When we abide by the principles in the Bible to manage our family and our marriage.
我们愿意整个家庭走在神给我们的道路上面。
When we are willing to walk on the path God laid out for us.
我们愿意在这个最高的标准上面来建造我们的家庭。
When we're willing to establish our family on the highest standard God laid for us,
这样我们就必得见晨光。
Then we will be able to enjoy the light of dawn.
我们能够见到神。
We're able to see God Himself.
我们能够见到神的荣耀。
We can see the glory of God.
我们能够见到神的能力。
We can witness His power.
我们能够见到神所赐给我们的各样的恩典。
And we are able to visualize all the grace of God.
我们也看到进入方舟的，他们都是一对一对的。
And we see all the creatures who enter onto the ark, they come in pairs.
我们要很努力的，总是出双入对。
And so we have to strive toward this principle by being paired up with our partner.
这个在很久以前的农业社会真的是常常能够拥有这一种总是出双入对。
In the agrarian society where people farm, usually people work in pairs.
所以根据统计，在过去很少很少有所谓的婚姻的问题。
So based on statistics, in the past there is very few marriage problems.
那在今天的社会里头，这婚姻所谓婚姻问题已经不是什么稀奇的事情。
In this day and age, broken marriages are no longer news to us.
如果我们读一些统计数字的话，我们就知道说它到底有多严重。
Based on statistics, we are able to realize the severity of this issue.
所以现在的婚姻是让人很没有安全感。
And the marriage nowadays really doesn't inspire much confidence.
所以为了安全起见，我们要努力的出双入对。
So for the sake of safety, we need to work in as a couple, as partners.
但是今天这种工商社会，这对夫妻来讲，出双入对，这是一个很大的挑战，也是一个很大的试探。
In this day and age, where we all have our own careers, it's difficult to carry out such principles, so much danger confront us.
在这个大环境里头，通常在大白天里头，总是各走各的，各跑各的。
In our present day society, we usually pursue our own career.
所以我们在这一方面更是我们需要去努力的。
Therefore, we have to strive to ensure we are paired up.
我们要知道儿女跟我们是有血缘的关系。
We need to realize, first of all, our children share common bloodline to us.
所以无论如何，他有一个这种很自然的这种 bonding 和这种牵挂在。
So no matter what, we always have this very close bond to our children.
那是一种天性，是很难去分开的。
And this is an innate nature of things and difficult to separate.
但是我们要知道，夫妻之间它是没有血缘的关系。
We need to realize that between husband and wife, there is no natural blood relationship.
哦，所以事实上，你要说脆弱，其实夫妻之间的关系是很脆弱的。
So when it comes to being fragile, the relationship between husband and wife is indeed very fragile.
哦，所以这就是为什么啊，我们要很努力的啊，去经营我们的婚姻，很努力的来这个出双入对。
For this reason, we have to strive hard to manage our marriage and to be partners for life.
我们或许会觉得挪亚的方舟最紧张的时刻就是在那个大水的时刻。
Well, we may think that the most critical moment facing the Noah's Ark was when the flood came.
啊，但是应该不是。
But really, it isn't.
哦，在方舟里头，他们也不用去面对着周遭的人的啊那种评论、意见、讥笑。
When they're within this ark, they don't have to. They're isolated from all the criticisms and ridicules of the surrounding people.
啊，是的，外头的这个大水是很紧张的。
And even though the water outside is raging.
啊，但是在这个外头很紧张的时刻里头啊，他们啊却能够在荒州里头。是很悠闲的，很轻松的。
But in spite of the surrounding calamities, they still can be very peaceful and enjoy themselves within the confines of the ark.
因为这个是神给他们的尺寸，他们照神的尺寸来建造啊，所以这就是一个最稳固的地方。
Because it was a structure God dictated to them, and they follow the building of the ark to the letter.And they found themselves to be in the most stable environment.
哦，这在告诉我们在紧张的生活当中啊，我们也要努力的啊，去找机会、找时间轻松一下。
So this also revealed to us, even if we are in a very crisis of any sort, we still need to find time to have some relaxation.
啊，这个是基督徒的婚姻的一个。很特别的地方，很宝贵的地方。
This is one of the unique specialty about a Christian marriage.
啊，在耶稣基督里头有那个安息。
That within Christ we can have great sense of peace.
请看诗篇三十七篇。
Turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
第七节。
Verse 7.
你当默然依靠神。耐性等候他，不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的心怀不平。
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes.
这个有依靠啊，就会有 still， 就会有 rest， 就会有安息。
And so when we have someone we can rely upon, then we will find that we can be still, be at rest.
啊，是的，今天的生活常常是非常忙碌紧张的。
It's true that our life is filled with much hustle and bustle and tense.
啊，但是在这忙碌的当中，为了我们婚姻的幸福啊，我们要能够有那种安息的情况跟时段。
But in our busy lives, we still need to find moments for some relaxation and peace.
啊，就好像在大水的当中，挪亚他们在方舟里头。
Just like in the raging storms, Noah and his family are within the ark.
啊，就好像主耶稣邀请门徒说：“我们到旷野去，我们去歇一歇。”
Just like Lord Jesus invited his disciples to go into the wilderness to have rest.
要让我们的家啊，真的成为一个可以安歇的地方。
We need to allow our family to truly become a place we can rest and relax.
这是一个讲究速力、速度的时代。
This is a day and age in where we pursue for quality of life.
啊，但是我们从挪亚的方舟，我们也看到说，速度它不是永远最重要的。
But we see in Noah's ark.Speed is not the most important issue.
我们可以想象得到，那个走得最慢的蜗牛跟跑得最快的豹，他们一样在方舟里头。
We can just think the slowest snail and the fastest cheetah are both on the ark.
啊，我们每一个人都是不一样的。
And each one of us are different.
啊，我们每一对的婚姻也应该是不一样的。
So each one of our marriages will behave differently.
啊，所以我们不是在经营别人的婚姻，我们是在经营我们自己的婚姻。
We are not managing other people's marriage, but our own.
啊，或者别人的婚姻的速度就好像豹一样，我们好像蜗牛一样。
It may be that other people's marriage are so fast, like cheetah, and maybe we are like slow as snail.
啊，但是挪亚的方舟告诉我们，速度它不是永远是最重要的。
But in the building of Noah's Ark, it tells us that speed is not everything.
啊，只要我们是努力的在经营，我们也都一定会成为一个蒙福的婚姻。
As long as we strive hard to manage our family and marriage, we will be blessed also.
啊，我们照着我们的脚步，照着我们的神给我们的恩赐，啊，我们在婚姻生活上面来进展。
So as long as we pace ourselves according to God's principle, then we will grow.
如果跟挪亚时代的人比起来，啊，这个他们的年纪，他们的这个活的时间大概是我们的十倍。
When we compare to the people in Noah's age, they live about 10 times longer than we did.
啊，所以挪亚在造方舟以及进入方舟的年纪啊，大概是我们现在的五六十岁。
So by the time Noah finished the building of the ark and entered into it, he's probably in the 50s or 60s when we put it in today's term.
现在是一个非常现实的一个时代跟社会。
We live in a very practical and realistic society.
尤其是在这个就业的这个市场上面啊，更是这么的现实。
And it's more so when we speak of careers.
啊，五六十岁。
When we are in the 50s or 60s,
除非你真的是那么的杰出，很少人会要你去做很重要的事情。
Unless we are really outstanding, no one is going to invite us to command something important.
啊，但是神要挪亚在这样的年纪来建造方舟。
And yet God asked Noah in his old ripe age to build the ark.
啊，这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
啊，在婚姻的生活当中，能够有一些重要的事情来做，这个也是有加分。
That in a marriage life, if there is some important task for us to carry out, it can be considered to be a bonus.
我的意思是说，我们要照顾我们的身体，注重我们的健康。啊，所以虽然上了中年之后了。我们还能够做一些很重要的事情。
What I'm implying is that even if we are in the middle or after middle ages, we still need to take good care of our body. So in our elderly age, we are still able to carry important tasks.
好，这个是我们自己要去啊，要去留意，要去努力的。
So this is something we need to pay attention to and also put some effort into it.
我们不能够不注意我们的生活，不看重我们的身体的健康，而我们要神啊，给我们一个健康的体魄。
We should not neglect our health and then come to God and beg for good health.
我们请看创世纪七章十三节。
Genesis 7 verse 13.
创世纪七章十三节。
Genesis 7 verse 13.
十三节。正当那日，挪亚和他三个儿子闪、含、雅弗，并挪亚的妻子和三个儿妇都进入方舟。
On that very day, Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and the wives of his three sons, entered the ark.
啊，时间到了，他们一家八口都进入了方舟。
When it was time, all eight people of the family entered into the ark.
啊，这四对的夫妻都进入了方舟。
There's four pairs of couples and enter into the ark.
啊，我们不要错过的传奇。
And so we should not miss our boat.
啊，很多的事情是有它的时间性。
In many things, there is a time constraint.
啊，所以当神给我们机会的时候，我们要把握。
So we have to seize the opportunity when God grants it to us.
在主耶稣在圣经的这个婚姻的教训里头的，这是一个 一定可以蒙福的婚姻。
The marriage teachings outlined in the Bible is something, if we follow them, we, our marriage will truly be blessed. 哦，
这个就好像是这么稳定的方舟。
It is comparable to a very stable ark.
啊，所以我们要赶快的进入方舟。
So we have to quickly enter into this ark.
如果我们拿方舟跟铁达尼号来做一个比较。
If we were to compare Noah's ark to Titanic.
其中有一点是这样的。
There's one thing we can point out.
我们或许可以说方舟是一个外行人所建造的。
We can say that the ark was built by an amateur.
这个铁达尼号是专家的杰作。
Whereas Titanic is the culmination of many professionals.
但是很不幸的，铁达尼号沉了。
But unfortunately, Titanic is the one that was sunk.
我不是在排斥专家。
I'm not saying that we need to exclude the opinions of the professionals.
所以我一开始就有提到说，准备工作里头，你也要去咨询。咨询就是问一些前辈，问一些年长的，问一些专家。
So I mentioned previously that when it comes to marriage, we have to inquire, make inquiry from other brothers and sisters or elders and deacons.
我的意思是说，婚姻既然是神所设立的，神也会给我们有处理婚姻的事情的本能。
What I'm striving at is, since marriage is something that God created, He will give us some ability to manage marriage successfully.
所以我们要有那个自信，我可以来建造我的婚姻。
So we need to have this confidence that we are able to build a successful marriage.
专家的言论我们做参考。
The professional opinions we can merely reference.
我们对我们的婚姻要有自信。
But we have to be assured and be confident of our marriage.
那另外我想要强调的是，我们在座的这一些关怀我们婚姻的这些婚姻委员他们不是专家。
Another thing I want to stress is the marriage counselors sitting amongst us, they are not professionals.
但是我告诉你，他可以帮助你们建造方舟，而不是建造铁达尼。
But what I can tell you is they can help you build an ark, not Titanic.
因为挪亚建造方舟的尺寸是从神那里来的。
For Noah's dimension came from God in building the ark.
我们这些关怀婚姻的委员们，他们都是很用心的在做祷告，在做灵修，要来服侍神。
The marriage counselors in our church, they also work very hard to pray and to follow in God's principles.
那就看我们需要的是方舟，还是需要的是铁达尼。
So we need to first ask ourselves, what are we looking for, an ark or Titanic?
当洪水来的时候，是又水又大水又下大雨。
When the flood came, was mighty waters with torrents of rain.
在我们的婚姻生活里头，也难免会有这种风雨交加的时候。
In our marriage life, we will also encounter such kind of severe weather situation.
但是只要我们是跟主同行，那么彩虹就在不远的地方。
But as long as we walk in the footsteps of our Lord, then not soon after we will see rainbow before us.
请看《创世纪》第六章第九节。
Genesis 6, verse 9.
挪亚的后代记在下面，挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人，挪亚与神同行。
This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God.
是谁看见了彩虹？
Who was the one who saw the rainbow?
挪亚他们看见了彩虹。
It was Noah's family.
他们经历了风雨，他们看见了彩虹。
After weathering the torrential storms, they were able to see the rainbow.
他们之所以能够去经历这个风雨，是因为神跟他们同行。
The only reason that they were able to come out of this severe thunderstorm was because of God's protection.
所以我们无论如何努力的来跟神同行。
So no matter what we do, we need to walk in the steps of God.
我们的婚姻一定会是蒙神祝福的婚姻。
In this way, our marriage will be blessed.
唱诗91首。
Let's sing hymn 91.